Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Sky Sports Radio podcast, looking at Rose Hill on Saturday, our Sydney feature program, and form analyst Paul Joyce is joining us. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Andrew, and a good track looking likely for Rose Hill on Saturday. Fine weather predicted. We're on a good three at the moment. So it should be looking forward to a day which will complement Derby Day, of course, at Flemington. So always worth taking a quaddy in Sydney just to keep things interesting during the afternoon.
Well, you helped us last week, so let's jump into it for Rose Hill this Saturday. The first leg of the quaddy is race 5 over 1,200. Rare Fragrance, number 6, is an early one. So at this stage, Paul, we've got a field of 9.
Yeah, in a very open race, Andrew. It's $5 the field at the moment, according to Tab Fixed Odds. I'm going wide here. It's a mare's race. They're always a bit tricky. I've got 6 selections for you here. 582, 109, and 4. That's 582, 109, 4. The 5 Chatham House is my top pick. You can get $7.50 about her. She's first up from a spell. She won brilliantly first up last prep over 1,100. That was on a dry track with the speed on up front. I think she'll get something very similar here. Was given a nice quiet trial coming into this. And she's my top pick at the 750. But for the quaddie, we have number 8, Lucky Racky, as well. We haven't seen her since her two-year-old days, but she does come through one of the strongest form races of the season there. That was the Riesling Stakes. She ran fifth, beaten 2 lengths behind Earthquake, Moss Fun, and Alpha Mist. So a really strong race there. And she trialled very nicely coming into this. Other chances, the 2, Commanding Wit. I'm sure she can improve third up off a spell. 10, Command More, very convincing midweek winner last start. The 9, Exceline, well, she'll lead them up for Winona Costin. And the 4, Holy Delusions, a real query first up here for Chris Waller. 582, 10, 9, and 4. We've gone very wide trying to get us through this first leg.
Yeah, we need to get through that for sure. So wide there. Race 6 is over the 1,500 metres, the Blacktown Workers Club handicap, field of 10.
Yeah, we'll shorten it up a bit here. We've got 6, 3, 4 and 10. Number 6 on top, Frespagnol. He looks the likely leader here. He's had 8 starts. He's been in the money on 7 occasions. He's an extremely tough, competitive horse. I've got him crossing, getting a fairly easy time in front, and I think that'll make all the difference for him. Very strong first-up winner on the Kenzo track. He had a stack of work to do there and got the job done. He's the sort of horse I like to back. Number 3, All Cerise, well, she's taking on the boys, but she did it very successfully last start when second behind Mahara. That was a big run. She's the early favourite, and she's definitely got her hoof right on the till. Best Ruffy, number 4, Duke Albert, currently $26. Didn't mind his last run behind Road to Summer there in a leader-dominated event last week. He could run on strongly late. And the 10, shout to the top for Danny Williams. This horse has won 4 of 6. So you couldn't leave him out of this one. I've got 6, 3, 4 and 10 there, Andrew. Very keen on the 6.
Very keen on Gabe Waterhouse's runner there for Thomas UA. Race number 7 is over the 1,350. No scratchings as we record this, Paul.
A bit of value again here, Andrew. Numbers 1, 2, 5, 6. Number 1 on top, Hera. Now, this mare's group, she's a group competitor. Mm. She ran 4th in the car stakes at Group 3 level going back last campaign, and then she went up to Brisbane. She took on the Doomben Roses and the Oaks, and she didn't really fire there, but she's had a spell. She won a trial coming into this first-up run, and then she tackled the Niverson behind Avoid Lightning, Brook Road. She was only beat 4.5 lengths. Really solid effort. She'll improve as she gets up in distance, and with the claim here for Taylor Marshall, she gets in 55 kilos in a 1-metro win race, and don't forget, she did run 4th in a Group 3 last prep, so to me, that looks like she's very, very well placed. $8 is, for mine, big overs. I think each way you could have a really good bet on number 1, Hera. Now, the danger I put is Sedcom. I know punters are sick of him, but he's a good price here first up, $11, in fact. He does run well fresh, and if he got anywhere near his best form, he could beat these. I thought he's been trialling quite well, so I'm throwing him into the quaddie. One at $51, number 5, Gangster's Choice. Here's another one. If he found his best, he could beat these. He has run in much stronger races. Needs a dry track, which he'll get. He's had a nice freshen up since going up to Doomben. Trial was only fair, but he was ridden very quietly in that trial. I suspect him to be ridden much more aggressively here. And the favourite, number 6, Rare Fragrance. Well, she's getting very close to a win. Probably not that well weighted here, but she's definitely going well enough to figure. I've gone one on top. I'm very confident with her each way. I've gone 1, 2, 5, and 6, Andrew, in the third leg.
All right. Chris Lees, of course, down in Melbourne, overseeing the final few days of Lucha Valentina, but he's got Hera there for Taylor Marshall. And as you explained there, Paul, that 3-kilo claim to get down under the others is really positive, isn't it?
It is. And, I mean, when you start looking at group form versus one metro win form, and you're carrying 1 kilo over the limit, she really is thrown in at the weights. Her rating is 92 with Racing New South Wales, so she's getting in extremely well against some of these.
Righto, last leg of the quaddy is over the 1,100, largest field of the day. How's this set up? And we should mention at this stage, numbers 8 and 11 are both out here, 8 and 11. Paul?
Yeah, plenty of speed here, Andrew, which is the key to this race. A bit like the last race at Rose Hill last Saturday, the centre of the notch is drawn wide, and he'll need to cross lead and find the rail to have any chance. And to do that, he's going to have to get across a fair few others that'll be booting up inside him. So the speed will be on. I've found a couple that'll be running on late. I've actually got my best bet of the day here, number 9, Master Stroke. Numbers are 9, 15, 2, 14 and 5. But 9, Master Stroke's my best of the day. Currently $10. You go back through his form last prep. He ran over this track and distance twice. On good tracks on both occasions, he ran second to Murder of Crows Beak in a photo, and then he ran third behind Beckon and Maroon Bay. And on that occasion, the lead has really dominated, and Masterstroke does get back and run on. So it was a terrific effort. And with the speed on up front here, barrier one, dry track. All he needs is a touch of luck at the right time, and I think Masterstroke can win this, and $10 is terrific odds. But we've got value right through the last leg here. Number 15, Tumult, another back marker that'll run on. He's $12. The 2, Inside Job, $10. Trialled super coming into this and has great first up stats. The 14, 50 Shades of Grey, $35. She loves a dry track and she loves the speed on Winona Costin rides there. And number 5, and Costinati, the shortest of our 5 picks in the last at $9.50. So 9, 15, 2, 14 and 5. The shortest there, $9.50, Andrew. So a great value leg to bring home the quaddy.
And very keen on Jason Coyle's horse there for Adam Hieronymus. That's race 8, number 9, Master Stroke. Well, that's the legs of the quaddy. As I said at the start, you helped us last week. Let's hope, and playing the flexi with a percentage, you know, you don't have to outlay a lot of money. You can play percentages and still going to earn back, Paul.
Well, exactly, Andrew. I think last week it paid in excess of $6,000. So I think I suggested a $40 bet was 10%. So you could have picked up over $600 for your $40. This week, it's a little bit more expensive, actually, because we have gone wide in every leg. It's it'll cost you $50. You'll get better than 10%. So you can play your flexies any way you want there. Obviously, $25, you get better than 5%. But as I mentioned earlier, Andrew, it's a good way to fill in the day between races at Melbourne. And look, if you pick up a few $100 out of it at the end of the day, well, that's just even better.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Paul, enjoy the weekend.
No, can't wait, Andrew. Obviously, Rose Hill will be good, but really looking forward to that meeting down at Flemington. Probably my favourite meeting of the year.
No doubt about that. Victorian Derby Day. We'll be on air on Saturday morning from 6:30 with the very latest, not only on Flemington, but of course, Rose Hill. That's Paul Joyce and his podcast preview of Saturday Racing.